Blog Talk Radio.
We got Kendrick, a.k.a. the Million Dollar Kid, going to be in the building coming up at 1 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? That's how we're doing it right here live in the building. So, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out the blog. I got the blog posted up for the man. You know what I'm saying? Check out his MySpace. I got the MySpace info posted up. Let me change that around, matter of fact. That's what's going down today. So... let me reverse that. Okay. There we go. Check that out. Bam. All right, that'll work.
Right, and so, I want to say hello.
Hey, Miss Lady, what's up?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Morning. Good morning to you. Well, yeah, it's still the same.
Thank you.
Gotta put his bio up real quick. Yeah. Download his song. He'll be here at 1 o'clock.
Oh, he will?
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about him.
Huh?
to tell me about him.
From Sacramento. He's in Minnesota right now, though, repping St. Paul, Minnesota. And, hold on a second. I want to make sure this popped up on him. Where's the bio at? Where did that go? I don't know. I post a blog for him. I don't see it, though. Where the fuck did it go? Okay, well, I don't know what's about it. Well, if you check the description, it's a long-ass description, though, but I'm trying to put it, make a blog, and it ain't showing up.
Oh, okay.
Mm. That sucks. Mm. I think I'm about to do show notes. I think that's what it is. Still messing around with this crap, though. I don't know. What's up with you today?
Nothing. I'm good. Just kicking back. Chillaxing. Yes. Been missing our shows, man.
Huh?
Been busy. I said I've been missing our shows. We've been busy.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on the road. Showstopper, I spelled the damn name wrong. I put Showstopper and shit. My bad, Showstopper. I had sent him some music, but I think I saved his name, contact name wrong for my email. I think it said Showstopper instead of Showstopper.
Oh.
Alright, well, shout out to Showstopper. I sent his ass some music. And it was John New, trying to get John New worldwide. So, hey, it's there. It's definitely there. Hey, I gotta pull up the chat. I ain't even pull shit up.
I've got it up already. Now you're gonna boot me out, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't know why. Why didn't do that?
I don't know either. I clicked the fucking little co-host button thing.
Yeah, and then when you, well, I don't know, because see, let me see.
And then it logs me in as the host and kicks you out. Yeah, so good there.
It logs in as the host?
Every time if you're in first, oh, there you go. If you're in
first.
Yeah,
that's what, yeah, then when you log in, it'll kick me out, and then it'll log you in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm so good, though.
All right. See, we got a visitor. Mr. Ballhead, yes. Representing, well, see where you're representing from.
He is in somewhere. What the fuck? There's two
Ballhead.
Of them.
Ballhead 2000. All right.
There's two of them. Baldhead and Baldhead 101. What the fuck? Okay. Anyway, welcome, bald heads.
Oh, no, the other one, picture that. 101 ain't working, though. That's not a good description of bald head. One head works. Your picture shows up there, homie. I'll see you there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we got a special guest, you know what I'm saying? $1 million, call himself the $1 million kid, $1 million Kidrick, you know what I'm saying? Kidrick, spelling K-I-D-D-R-I-C-C, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Got a new song called She's a Winner, featuring Newell's. Really, there's some heat too, actually, you know. Actually got to get it to him. I don't, you know, talk to too many artists off top and give them some kudos, but he do a lot of freestyling. But his single is She's a Winner. I'm going to be playing that in a few when he get on the show. And I got a freestyle. I'm going to be playing for him in a minute. I got to upload the freestyle I just got sent to him. big ups to Ralph White out there, you know what I'm saying, up in New York. Representing real big for all indie artists, man, because he damn sure done sent me a lot of music. You know, sent me music from Tab, dude named Tab One, Iadonna, Kidrick. I think I got one other track from somebody. I got to check my email again. But he sent a lot of music, man. I do give him feedback. I give him actual honest feedback, and I don't normally do that on artists, but, you know, shit, he taking the time to look out. I'm going to take the time to look out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how that goes. Let me see. Let me make sure I'm representing. Yeah, St. Paul, Minnesota. That's where he's currently at. But he's from, he was born in Sacramento, California. So, shouts out to him. Big ass bald head. You know what I'm saying? ATL up in here. He's talking who's the imposter. That's what time it is. Shouts out to ATL up in the building. You know what I'm saying? FLA up in here. You know what I'm saying? My co-host, Miss Natasha, Triple X, all the way from Australia. So we're doing this thing international. You know what I'm saying? And we all going premium, y'all. We're going premium. I'm going to go ahead and upgrade the damn shit. We're going to go on premium.
Are you really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I got motherfuckers say they're going to support me, so fuck that. Or say they're going to pay for it, I'm going to pay for it and go ahead and do it. So.
Wow. Okay. Apparently, so, well, Steady's it's a lot better. He's like, you know, you get addicted after a while, and he's like, you know, I'm actually going to continue with it.
Yeah.
Because
that's what I'm saying. So that's why I want to. You know, start getting these artists signed up, and then I got three of them signed up, so that's willing to send me the $20 to keep them in rotation. That's what I'm requiring, $20 a month, and keep your shit in rotation. But see, this is what I'm telling everybody to do. You know what I'm saying? If an artist bring you some motherfucking music, man, the average radio station charges down to $60. Per song or more, depending on the peak time, you know what I'm saying, that you want to get it. Like, at the worst time, it's like $60 to get your song on and get it played, I think, once or twice. It'll be on the radio, you know what I'm saying? So you might hear a maximum, I'd say, of 4 to 5 times, and that's on one radio station, you know what I'm saying? But shit, I mean, I'm offering 5 states, you know what I'm saying, 2 countries, you know what I'm saying, right now until IB sent get his son up and running in London, and you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna add him on, because wherever the music gets sent to, you know what I'm saying, that's where it's getting played at, and people gonna welcome to play it, because you know what I'm saying, it's good music they ain't heard of, and it's new, and it's indie.
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to promote here. You know what I'm saying?
Mhm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go your friend. What's his name? The guy that's coming on the show, Kid Rick.
Uh-huh.
Kid Rick.
Yeah.
Because I want to see who I'm going to be talking to, or who you're going to be talking to.
Right there on the, I ain't dropped the link. My bad.
It's all good. Oh, he's on Twitter too, Wicked.
There you go. Bam. Check him out.
I've already got it.
Yeah, still disappointed in Drake. Hell nah. That's what Drake came out and ain't do what he was supposed to do. He featured on a lot of mixtapes, though. This $1 million Drake. Damn sure featured on a lot of them. Shouts out to Minnesota Grindhouse Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? His record label is Money Invested. Seymour Benjamin's Entertainment, but it's an indie record label. Got a lot of YouTube videos where he's freestyling at a lot of different places. And he did one in particular at, it's at a radio station. Yeah, right at the top. Shouts out to KMOJ, 89.9 FM radio. You know what I'm saying? They had him on there. He did a freestyle. He can freestyle now. He do nasty freestyles, but it's one thing to freestyle, and then it's another thing to, you know, actually have some good music to push behind you. And that She's a Winner, I mean, it really sounds like a real commercial song. it's just sound real good. It's a real good song. So, you know, it's going down like that. So we got a request, man. If y'all want to call in and talk to him live at 1 o'clock hour, you know what I'm saying? 347-237-5125 is the call in number. You want to call in and just chit chat, you know what I'm saying? Request some songs, indie only. You know, hit that number up. Send all tracks to smellybtr@live.com. You trying to get on the radio? smellybtr@live.com. And that's how we doing that. Oh yeah, and Juton album is in the stores. I know I mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah. So oh my God, have you bought it?
What?
Did you buy it?
Oh,
man, Juton's album.
Man, DJs don't buy albums. I don't buy albums. If he didn't give it to me, then it wasn't for me to motherfucking receive. No, I'm supporting him by playing him on my radio for free.
Okay. Anyway,
if it's getting sold, there you go. Not for me. I don't buy artist albums. My job is to make sure people go to the store and buy his album. And I should get the album for free in order to play some different tracks off of it to get people interested in the album. But, you know, hey, it's all to the good. Man, upload this freestyle. But, that's a request for you. That ain't a request for me to sing, so. You knock yourself out. Every girl freestyle.
I'm not going to sing. He wants me to rap. funny.
I want to hear the Australian rap.
I'm sorry.
Australian rap. You must have heard Ball Head. I must have heard you before. That's what it is. The fans are already starting to pop. You know what I'm saying? Already starting to pop. That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate y'all fans out there. She'll be signed in a little while. Get in the booth. Get up in the booth and shit. Hell, netty. Playing hooky. I seen her on some shows. Seen her on some shit, though, early this morning.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm just saying with shit. I ain't seen. Kendrick. Every girl's freestyle. Okay, so we got every girl's freestyle we finna play in just a second. Let me upload it real quick. Every girl's freestyle. Yeah, I got a nice, pretty extensive bio. I got another artist from, she from a different label. Named Aya Donna, but she gonna be on tomorrow. Got her coming in the building. It's going down. The Ink Spots. Hey, they got a listening party feature. God damn it, Juton
don't,
got a
I
listening
know.
Party
don't.
On Minkle's Zone.
Don't. I'm gonna cry.
Minkle Zone put in their homework though. Hey, shouts out to Minkle Zone because they. She be putting in her work, man. I ain't gonna lie now. She be contacting motherfuckers. She say the key thing about it is you just gotta stay on top of her. You know, if you really wanna get it. And that's what she do now. Every time I talk to her, she was like, yeah, I'm waiting on this. I just sent it off. So she do a lot too, you know. You know, that's what time it is. You know, they got fans that's out there doing something for them. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole key thing, man. Showing love.
I'm
feeling
into that show anyway.
All right. All right, listen, we got Know It All. All right, well, we had a guest, so it's all good. Guest is gone. Peace out. And what the hell? I got to find this track. Okay, here we go. Every Girls. Alright, see if it loads and we can listen to it. Swing.
Goofy Boys in the house. Hi.
Goofy Goo. Spinning some new tracks. Make sure y'all look out for new Goofy Bone album from Straight Local Records. You know what I'm saying? Coming out soon. In the studio. In the booth. They in the booth. Gotta do what they do. Put it together. So that's out to Seti J. Represent Trilateral Commission, Trilateral Style. Up there in Dallas, Texas. You know. What the hell, man? I just uploaded it. Where did it go? I gotta open up a new thing. That's what I gotta do. Gonna bring y'all one of the special guests on the show up in about 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Just gonna let y'all hear a little sample of what he's working with. I wanna. Okay, so get that going. Alright.
Hey, I like this song.
What's that?
I like this She's a Winner song. Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. I gotta make sure it's uploaded too. Yeah, it's got a nice commercial sound, but it's professional.
Nice.
I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like it can get, you know, radio play. Like it's something you hear on the radio. Then the dude sound like Pleasure P to me, though. The dude singing on the hook, the New Wales. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's straight, though. All right, well.
I might become a fan.
What's that?
I might add him now that I like his music. And. Okay.
Alright, well, I don't know what the fuck happened. That's what I'm going to do. I got my dog Goofy Bone, Straight Low Records in the building. Finna give y'all a new one. You know what I'm saying? From Straight Low's been sent to me. I got to upload the other one. He sent me another one, too, but I got to upload that one. I don't think I did. Yeah, no, I ain't uploaded it yet. All right, so this is Straight Low's featuring the Ocalaholics. Yeah, Ocalaholics. I don't know if they're from Ocala, Florida. It's World of Destruction. Got some new music coming up, man. Kidrick gonna be in the building. $1 Million Kid. It's going down right here. Got Miss Tasha Triple X in the building. Goofy Bone, Mr. Ballhead. This boy DJ smells so good. We holding it down. Let's go. That's how we do it. That was a goddamn Michael Jackson video.
Can't say I didn't warn you, cause I ain't put the heater to your face. Pop off and put your face ablaze. I'm not the mind of my craft, I ain't leaving a trace. Tomorrow shit and damage shit, set the world ablaze. Ain't nothing stopping the unstoppable rage. I'm a beast from the east, flying right in my cage. I'm blazing the stage, and nobody's safe. It's Marvelous Max, yeah, bitch. Remember my name. Round up the soldiers, we going to war. Left, right, stop and hear the sound of our roar. Going to battle where our guns can take us. Then you play the great call, the world under attack. Round up the soldiers, we going to war. Left, right, stop and hear the sound of our roar. Going to battle where our guns can take us. Then you play the great call, the world under attack. In my world, it's called destruction. Why? Cause we're always in the sun. We're like Terminators, we never stop. We burning down the city, trying to reach the top. In my side 14, they call me the squad leader. I hope you don't lock my finger as I'm walking down the street serving heat. My automatic ready just in case you got beat. Some suckers don't know on how we roll. Limbs, pass me the shotgun, bro. It's time to take them down one by one. These stupid ass fools don't know we do this shit for fun. In the blocks of the city of the sharpness, you better watch out who you try to fuck with, because we'll put you down into the ground. Straight local collar, how you like that sound?
Yeah, right there. I thought that was motherfucking Michael Jackson and shit, but that's Goofy Bone featuring the Ocalaholics. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big.
I like that. He's yeah. So talented. Goofy, you are so talented. I love his music.
It came on right there, this damn Michael Jackson Thriller. But it wasn't. Shout out to him. Got some more tracks real quick. I'm trying to upload Mr. Kidrick. Damn, shit takes so long, man. Okay, here we go. All right, I'm going to play one track. This is called Every Girl's Freestyle. This is the special guest is going to be on the show. Give y'all a little heads up on him, see what he's working with. This is just a freestyle. This is called Every Girl's Freestyle. Y'all can check him out once again. Oh, I think that's his... Yeah, there you go. That's his email. M Farm ex boyfriend got her locked up. What?
What the fuck? Are you kidding?
Bullshit. That's some bullshit. Not Fong. What? That's some bullshit. What a bomb money is. I got it. Fuck it.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's fucked up, man. That's I got real. The got the ride on somebody when I come up there, put the ching pang on him. Ching pang pang pang. Motherfucker. It's all good. Damn, some
bullshit. Look how cold. Oh, my poor baby. Oh, she's so sweet, too. She doesn't deserve that.
Bullshit, law, though. Bullshit right there. All right. Well, you're coming back to discuss more drama straight out of San Jose, California.
Young Kidrick, baby.
Okay, I swear to God, I'm loving it. You can hear it next door. Me on top and she's on the bottom screaming out my government. Girl, I got that presidential pipe. Oh, you and them for right. Then she backs it up and she drops it low because she loves the ride. Ride me like a roller coaster. You can go up and down, down and up. You're the queen and it's all about us. Girl, what's up? I just want to crease every girl in the world. I'm just playing. I'm just saying, baby, you can get it like, it down, girl, just call me and we can get them sheets wet.
Yeah.
Forget your ex, I'm next, the best you ever had. Oops, my bad.
Yeah.
My girl got a girlfriend, tag team, they take
yeah.
it like champions. I beat
yeah.
her, you beat her out. I call
yeah.
her my princess.
We
yeah.
like her, we like her too. We like her, we like her too. We like her, we like her too. We like her. Girl in the round, I just wanna treat every girl around. Now this one goes out to every pretty girl in the world. I don't mean to be shallow, but you motivate my words. I probably wouldn't be here, I'd probably be a doctor, a lawyer, or an engineer. But I'm addicted to them curves. If keeping all of y'all is wrong, then let me do my dirt. Yeah, I'm only 22. Once I got a whole lifetime to settle with just one. So can I get my sing alone? If my single people feel me, go ahead and sing alone. After the show, it's the after party, yeah. After the party, then she gets naughty, yeah. On to the next, don't take it in the wrong way. Don't mean no disrespect, just listen to the song, babe. And at the end of the day, all I'm really trying to say is
coming back with one more, my dog Hurt, called Don't Lose Hope.
Hey, this your nigga Hurt, man. Coming to vibe with all my true thugs. Don't lose hope out here, bro. Hey, this your nigga Hurt, man. Coming to vibe with all my true thugs. Don't lose hope out here, bro. Keep pushing, my nigga. Got all my true thugs in my prayers.
God, you the truest nigga that I ever know. And this right here will be the truest shit I ever wrote. Haters, I despise to make them choke on gun smoke. Don't you know crackers is places that'll make us lose hope? I'm here to tell you, my nigga, keep grinding, though. And I be damn, I let a cracker make me lose hope. The D game fucked up, now it's a fucking joke. It had a lot of gifts, now it's 50 curses for the low. Trust me, my nigga, I've been down that lane before. Got crackers chasing niggas, cause we don't wanna be broke. These crackers trying to hide a nigga, bruh, and that's for show. The thugs, you bout to jump, make sure you know the rope. The street fears, my nigga, it'll swallow your whole. And God made thugs like me to give you some hope. So I'm thugging it out, even if it kill me, though. And to my thugs trying inside, don't lose hope. All my thugs trying inside, don't lose hope. Put the game on hold, let me give you the rope. These crackers dishing in life sentences, bruh, it ain't a joke. All my thugs stay strong, man, don't lose hope. All my thugs trying inside, don't lose hope. Put the game on hold, let me give you the rope. These crackers dishing in life sentences, bruh, it ain't a joke. All my thugs stay strong, man, don't lose hope. To my thugs out here thugging, it's gonna get harder. Just change the way you move in the streets and get smarter. If you ain't thugging out here, nigga, you ain't got shit to offer. You a part of the problem, I'ma have to revolve them. I'm here to save a nation of thugs at all costs. And thugging is my occupation, nigga, I'm my own boss. These crackers love to see a young nigga out here take a loss. Stay true to this thug shit, and it will pay off. I dump a dope up and down 24 just to survive. I thought my first dope charge brought tears to my mama's eyes. Sorry for having you up late, think about me all them times. You try to save me, so I save my thugs every time. Before I lose, oh God, go ahead and take me nine. I'm a gutter nigga, always continue to strive. I look up to all my true thugs, either dead or alive. Ain't no question about me, nigga, yeah, I'ma really ride. All my thugs trying inside, don't lose hope. Put the game on hold, let me give you the rope. These crackers dishing in life sentences, bruh, it ain't a joke. All my thugs stay strong, man, don't lose hope. All my thugs trying inside, don't lose hope. Put the game on hold, let me give you the rope. These crackers dishing in life sentences, bruh, it ain't a joke. All my thugs stay strong, man, don't lose hope.
Yeah, right there, that's motherfucking Hurt. You know what I'm saying? A thug ENT going down real big, representing the 813 right there, man. Yo, don't lose hope. Got motherfucking Mr. Album Maker in the building. Straight Low Records on Hell of Loud, San Jose, California on the corner of one of them blocks in the cross streets. Goopy Bowl. Man, hey, motherfucker, I ain't want to know all that.
I don't give a damn.
Hey, I got a GPS.
Man, I'm so mad right now, man.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? What we got to fly down there for now?
Shit. Oh, my God. Okay, M-Fung Media, she was going to get married to this one guy, but then she broke it off because the guy was all jealous of, like, you know, how she's working with us and all this shit. This guy, I guess he was embezzling hella money, and he would put it in her account, and then, you know, he would withdraw it out of her account so it would save his ass. Well, I guess when the cops came and said, oh, he said, oh, my girlfriend did everything. And now Amphone Media is in jail. Can you believe that shit?
Damn, embezzlement? I ain't even know shit to fuck with now.
And, you know, she don't know shit. She's just like, you know, she's like the innocent little fucking thing in the world. But since he put it all in her account and she had all these access, he had all this access to her account, he done fucked her up, man. And I swear to God, if I see that fool anywhere, it's a green light all day, every fucking day. This is fucking wrong, man. This is my publicist. Shit.
God damn. Have you talked to her?
Yeah, she called me this morning crying her head off, telling me she's sorry that, you know, because I gave her some money the other day, and she told me that she's sorry that, you know, she couldn't do anything. I told her, you know what, don't trip. You know, it's not your fault.
Well, fucking no. Damn, that's some bullshit.
Motherfucker, man, I knew that fool was dirty since I fucking met that motherfucker. Man. Poor little Amphone, man.
What the fuck?
I'm so mad right now, man.
Man,
I'm so fucking pissed. I mean, there's dirty people in the world, but that's scandalous right there. That's scandalous. You do your crime, you do your time, man. Don't be fucking blaming it out on somebody else.
Damn. No, that. I not no shit like that either. Man, the fucking fed charges. You know what I'm saying? Only thing she gonna be that might get her out of it is her proving that she wasn't the one making the withdrawals and deposits.
Yeah, but she was telling me that the lawyer that she talked to says that, you know, even though that he did all that and stuff, it still went to her account and she was responsible for her account and all this other shit. You know what I mean?
I mean,
but
damn, what the fuck? Are you putting in 5,000 and shit or something like that?
They say that fool embezzled almost $500,000. Can you believe that shit? Within a 7-month span of his job where he was at.
Damn.
Wow.
And that's
damn,
fucked
that's
up,
some
too.
Fucked up shit there, boy. Yeah, that's some. Yeah, that's some. I'm surprised her family ain't motherfucking put something out on that motherfucking dude.
You know, yesterday was a motherfucking day of hell. They took my car away from me because I ain't gonna lie, you know, I did some dirt in it and it's evidence. So the cops came and took that shit.
Damn. Damn, you boy, when the shit hit the fans, it hit them threes, you know what I'm saying?
I only got two. I lost M-Fung and I lost my car. Now I need something else to lose.
Man.
Fuck.
That's crazy, though.
But shit, man. No, I talked to my lawyer. He's going to get my car out tomorrow, but it's like, it's just too much shit. What's up, little homie?
Man.
You don't know how to say what's up? Motherfucker gets shot.
Man, that's
fuck, man.
Up, man.
You know, and you know the funny thing was that when I went to go do what I did, I went to, I went to somebody's work and I just beat the shit out of them in front of everybody because them motherfuckers owed me some cash, and the cops making it look like that I did some terrorist threats and that I was actually gonna go and slice everybody up at that shop that I beat the motherfuckers. I'm like, shut the fuck up, man. Then why don't you take me to jail then? Oh, we don't have enough evidence on you. Then why you take my car? Oh, because your car is subject to investigations and stuff. I'm like, motherfuck you guys, man. It's bullshit, man.
Damn.
But anyways, how's everybody's life doing?
Yeah, that's crazy shit, good boy.
Welcome to San Jose, California.
Wow.
Fuck, still got
man.
It better shout than
to,
us, shit.
Shout out to M-Funk Media, man.
Yeah, that's some past bullshit, though. Damn, some past bullshit. I ain't never heard no shit like that, honestly. If you would motherfucking do that to man. Well, the way our system's set up, you know what I'm saying? It's set up for scapegoats, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's the whole thing.
Like that.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about that.
You don't want no water, man?
They give you somebody idea and shit and tell you to go out there and you know what I'm saying? They use it and shit. They gonna toss in some fucking ID block and all that shit.
That's crazy though. It's like that thing hit me yesterday and then this thing hit me today.
What happened?
Well anyways, let me call y'all back. Yeah, we'll handle somebody real quick.
All right. Man, that's crazy. Shouts out to Red Shades in the building. Shouts out to Bald Head, ATL, you know what I'm saying, representing. Shouts out to Boston. Shouts out to Australia. Shouts out to Cali, Florida. We all up in there. And, wow. Tragic, fucked up news, man. Net just dumped off in the building. Just CC, thank you for coming through, seeing you. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it right here. Don't forget, man, y'all can go to Amazon.com. Pretty sure that they're on iTunes now. And they got the album in the stores. Album titled Get At Me. You know what I'm saying? Have you listened to the album? Shit, did you talking all that shit? Did you buy the motherfucking album?
Who, me?
No, who? Shit, yes, you.
I bought it when it first dropped, man. I've listened to it about 50 fucking times already.
Yeah. Hey, okay, what's your opinion on? What's your critique on?
You know what? Seriously, I absolutely love it. I'm not just saying because I love the guys. It's just their songs are just amazing. Like, I'm trying to pick a favorite song because they want to know everyone's favorite song, but I just can't because they're all so good. Love them, but yeah. It's unreal. It's really, really nice. If you like, smooth R&B kind of, yeah, it's just hot. Listen to my show, my next show, whenever that is. I've uploaded all their songs on it. I'm going to play the whole album and talk about every song. Yeah. Yep, yep. With or without them. I'm going to rep them.
Know that. All right, well, I'm going to get into two tracks. This is a back-to-back double hit. We got Juton, Get At Me. We're going to come back with Red Shades. You know my style, because she in the building, and I know her style. Huh? Juton, mine in the store.
Yeah. sure you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets, in a gang, shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high-ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
Shouts out to Red Shades. You know what I'm saying? Boston in the building, holding it down right there. You know my style. And we're coming up to a few more minutes, man, before we got, you know what I'm saying, our first special guest up in the building, Kidrick, a.k.a. You know what I'm saying? The $1 million man. Y'all already know. Goddamn, Miss Tasha up here playing with the fucking switchboard and shit. She don't know what she's doing.
What are you talking about?
Activating the moderator switch, moderator mode. I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Oh, then how it got activated? You don't see that in the chat room? The moderator activated? And then...
Yes, of course.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
Oh.
The fuck. All
right, then we on ghost chat or some shit, because we ain't do that shit. I know I ain't do it, because the hell, I want to stop y'all from chatting, fuck. Oh, I wonder why he said that. What the fuck is that? Oh. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah, we sure you did. I show you what I can do. And I pull this boot out, goddammit. And change that. Shout out to Ballhead, man. It's going down. Right here, live, Wrecking the Game Radio. Doing a real bit. Don't forget, tomorrow, we got Miss Ayadonna. I have the profile and everything set up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check her out. Check out my blog. I did a blog on your boy right here, Kidrick, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Million Dollar Kid. A little small blog. You can go and check out his YouTube videos and stuff. Also, I'm pretty sure, matter of fact, let me see if he's on that. Let's find out. I got some beats coming, too. Shouts out to the presidents, you know what I'm saying, sending me some beats. gonna be playing some beats on the show today. Trying to upload one real quick. Let me see. That. Drama Squad. I'm gonna do it at. I wanna do it real low so you could kind of rap over the beat and hear it. Okay, so there you go. Let's try the first one at 18%. We're going to upload it at 18%. And we got Deborah Cox. Some mother knows got Deborah Cox coming to the goddamn show. Damn, boy. Mother knows is the motherfucking shit. Shouts out to Mother Knows. Mother knows entertainers, goddammit. I ain't down to tell you that. Mother knows entertainers. She knows how to motherfucking get them. I don't know what the hell kind of budget she working with, but damn. You damn sure getting them, boy. But she tell you persistence is the key. You know what I'm saying? That's what everybody tell you. If you want to get somebody on your show, no matter how big or how small, I guarantee you. I'm trying to work on 50 Cent now. I got to get 50 Cent on the show because this nigga right here, honestly, Kidrick looked like, he looked like 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was like 50 Cent little brother or something. I was like, damn, nigga, you look like little 50. I mean, y'all check out the YouTube videos. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, click on the one at the top and tell me how if that nigga don't look like 50 Cent. Another homegrown hit block with Peter Parker. Oh, in case y'all don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Let's listen to a freestyle live. Let's check this out, y'all. Bring y'all one.
Tyson, rest in peace, Exodus Tyson. She passed away, man. Like, yo, I got a lot of love for Mike. Man, we're gonna keep him moving. Most definitely. Let's do something serious right now. How can it be?
All right. Well, shit playing too low for a minute. Hold on. Damn, why hate this damn shit? It freezes up, man. $1 million Kidrick. Hold on. You got, damn, man, y'all motherfucking audio lower than a bitch. Ain't that a bitch? Well, I was trying to play that for y'all, but the damn audio too low on it. Hold on, let me see. Yeah. Yeah, I can't fuck with it, but all right. Y'all check them out, you know what I'm saying? $1 million dream, myspace.com/the million dollar kid. $1 million Kidrick. That's his MySpace, you know what I'm saying? Y'all check them out live. It's going down like that, man. And, you know, that's what we do. I'm basically just trying to get some bios and stuff prepared for when he come on, you know, see what he working with. Have him do a live freestyle, you know what I'm saying, live. You know what I'm saying? See, my freestyle, you got to be focused, though. You just can't. I don't want you to just start. I'm going to give you a subject, and that's what you're going to freestyle about. You know what I'm saying? And the subject is going to be Blog Talk Radio shit. Goddamn right. That's what we're going to do it today. Shouts out to Miss Iraq, you know what I'm saying? Miss Black off in Iraq, you know, doing it real big. Appreciate that over in the EOD unit. She sent the whole motherfucking first season of Monk, you know what I'm saying, in the mail. I just received it, you know what I'm saying. Our mail just got forwarded to the new place. And we just got it. My mom had a smile bigger than the law allows. And she was real happy, you know what I'm saying. So now I got to try to figure out something to fucking send her over, you know, send her extra special for that, you know what I'm saying. Because, that shit, they're like $50, $60 in the stores over here, but apparently it's dirt cheap over there in Iraq, so, you know, I might have to tell her to send me some more shit. Start booming them motherfuckers. Yeah, $50, bitch, I got it. $30, shit, for the whole set right now. What they do, Monk. Shouts out to Monk. If y'all ain't know, don't know what the hell I'm talking about, Monk, look up Tony Shalhoub or look up Monk. M-O-N-K, and y'all check out, it's funny as hell, though, all the episodes. Very interesting. You watch Monk?
Yeah, I do. I love it.
I got a Monk fan up here. Let me tweet. I need everybody to do me a favor, too. Look at the bottom of your screen where it says tweet this. You know what I'm saying? I need everybody to tweet this episode for me, please, if y'all don't mind. You know what I'm saying? Help a host out, you know, and shoot that out. If y'all want IC Color, drop some IC Color bombs or wherever y'all might be. Y'all can check me out on Blip FM also, as blip.fm. And in that way, you know what I'm saying, you can see all, it's a lot of hot shit. Let me see if, see all these YouTubes, he might be on here. Now, Blip FM is sort of like a Twitter website, but you're not sitting there actively, you know, just dropping words in there. What it's going to do is ask you to select a song or artist that you're looking for, and then once you put that in, then it'll drop the box down to where you can actually put your tweet message in. And what the fuck is happening? All right. I don't know. All right. But, okay. Well, I'll have to get back to that, you know what I'm saying, in just a second. That's what that is. Get into one more. This my shit right here. I like this song. This is Lil Nut and K Rossi. This was sent to me by Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? He gonna send me a lot of shit, but this is one of him. I'm gonna play two back-to-back tracks. That's how we do it right here. We at the top of the hour. We waiting on our special guest to call in and get this interview on and popping. You know, that's how we do it right here, because it ain't no stopping. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. DJ Smells So Good in the building. Miss Tasha's Triple X, all the way from Australia, co-host. That's how we doing it each and every day, 12 p.m. to 2. Bring it live to you.
Knocking out the grounding on the highway 88, I'm clowning. Old folks got to stop like they frowning. Subs in the trunk like a wolf, they howling. Six figures I beat down the street wildin'. Waking up the dead at the cemetery pounding. Hit the kill switch, 6x9 still rambling. Turning back on, that was really, really pounding. Fuck the police, pull me over, I'm clowning. Madison Hills, Dale, yeah, north bounding. Guap in my lap, speakers hitting money counting. Niggas hate me, but they bitches ain't doubting. But I'm bump, that's pounding. False gates and kickers, yeah, they hitting. Sounds like bombs in the box dropping bombs. I don't give a fuck, that slump like why?
Jumping like a trade pound. Earthquake cracking the ground when we roll around town. Young hound, young clown, in my room we ain't down. He slapped out the park when we on the mound. Ball ain't jumping, we just back to huffing. Give me something, something for they trucking. Sisters that we bumping, my niggas always cutting. Suckers always cutting, but they ain't saying nothing. Windows roll down with that beat on bang. Me and my niggas come through, they handcuffed, they bang. That bang, yeah, gorillas in the back. Just have the Royal Rumble. I don't even need a
sucker, cause my features what's up. I don't even need a beat, cause my voice make a nut. Hear my screams, some beat mean. Nah, I mean, fresh in my white tee, Mr. Clean. Rocking with my J's on, got these. I don't give a fuck, put a dime on the bus. You can hit the club, cause mine on the bus. 12 in the trunk, then 9 on the bus. I don't give a fuck, I got slump in the trunk. Trunk stay beatin', this beat eatin'. Trunk so loud, it postpone meeting. Trunk so loud, it has its own reason. Put the single up, cause it's killer beat season. Trunk never stop, cause the beat is too hot. Make your trunk pop, cause it's too much watts. I think they're shooting on the black now. Damn, my speakers blew out.
I don't give a fuck, that's slump in the trunk. I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, that's slump in the trunk.
And I'ma turn up, beating at the block slap.
I was finna play one more song. I was finna get in, but goddamn Goofy Bone. Late breaking news. All that good shit. Late breaking news, motherfucking goddamn, y'all some son of bitches, man. Talking about David Carradine died of accidental asphyxiation, is what the autopsy showed. Come the fuck on, man. Is you motherfuckers crazy? The world got to be fucking ignorant. I mean, not ignorant. I mean, past the fuck dumb. The cause of death was asphyxiation and inability to breathe. Now, why that happened is still what we're working on. Bitch, everybody can see that. The motherfucking 72-year-old dude was found with ropes tied around his neck, wrist, and balls. Fuck that genital shit. And his balls. And it may have been speculated the actor may have died from accidental autoerotic asphyxiation. What the fuck is y'all talking about, man? Either way it goes, somebody left that man in there to motherfucking die, which they still accessory to the fact. Left that man in there dead, all disrespectful like that, butt naked in the motherfucking closet and shit. Fuck that, man. You don't do no shit like that. Even if, you know what I'm saying, you know, you was with him and shit, whatever female that was, you still could have called the fucking ambulance. How you knew the motherfucker was dead and shit? You know what I'm saying? You just left him there to put him in the closet and shit. And left that dude just fucked up like that. That's fucked up, man. You do some fucked up shit in the world, boy. Shouts out to the goddamn Kung Fu Kill Bill, though, you know. But I don't believe that shit. Y'all bitches can't pay me $1 million to believe that. Sorry. I know a believer die. Me know a believer die. Oh. Shouts out to Goofy Bone for hitting me up. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to, my bad. If y'all want to look at the link, I'll drop the link in there for you. Why the hell he did it? It's like nobody want to watch. Everybody wants to watch. Shouts out to datpiff.com hosting the Red Shades Noxy. Thank you, respect my opinion. Mixtape soundtrack. Download today. You know what I'm saying? Go to datpiff.com and look for Red Shades. Red underscore SHAYDEZ. Red Shades. Make sure y'all check her out, man. You know what I'm saying? Hot female artist out of, you know, Boston. Doing it real big, you know. And that's how we does right up in here, man. All right, back into the music. This is actually, because I be playing the gigolo all the time. We're going to play this K-Lo, and it's called Block Rich. Right here's Regular Game Radio.
I'm Block Rich, real fat money shit. Yeah. The coupon ate the wrist, gets like a son of a bitch. Yeah. My campaign off the same Hussein Obama shit. Yeah. Recoup a couple of millions by the time the next summer hits. I'm Block Rich, I'm Block Rich, yeah. I'm Block Rich, okay. I'm Block Rich, hey. I'm Block Rich, I'm Block Rich, I'm Block Rich. I'm not at all. You step across
catch a drone. Your face against all love, praying for my downfall. The newest hole is blowing perfect like a trumpet tone. The campaign says okay, the fame will never fall. The real spaceship like I'm riding in the UFO. Unidentified flying object through the hood, oh. I'm on a beam, he on a beam. I'm Mississippi man with an AT alien ring. I'm weighed up like my life is on a triple beam. Money counting from the mic compressions on the digit screen. Cause don't get sitting funky with a couple digit screens. Monkey in the trunk beating them with every man. Behind your eyes, boy, hide a diamond cup in the arm swing. Presses cut, yellow and green diamonds on my damn chain. Can't believe I said that. I used to sell bricks, white and brown bricks, but now my money grown. Don't fuck that kid shit. You don't big wheel and donkey candy league. You talking stunt feller and you ain't bad shit. We like to bust them down and mix them all colors. And throw our phones on them and dare a motherfucker. Keep it hood jack all across the land. We holler timber when we drop them down. So damn good, like a counting at Yale. Who I am, Kalo, what I am, Blog Reed, a superstar, rep, rep that money shit. I'm Blog Reed, rep, rep that money shit. The group on hates the rent, good like a server beat. My campaign off the same as Saint Obama's. Recoup a couple of millions by the time the next summer hits.
Is brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food, it's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore!
If you're dumb enough to buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal!
Cars that break down!
Speed!
If you think you're gonna find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass!
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed!
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass!
You heard us right!
Shove it up your ugly ass!
Bring your tray!
Bring your time!
Bring your wife!
We'll fuck her!
That's right, we'll fuck your wife!
Because at Big Bill Hell,
you're fucked 6 ways from Sunday!
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell!
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's Car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland. Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
Yeah, that's how we do it right here live, man.
Wrecking the Game Radio, you already know we at the top of the hour up in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing what it does. You know, and I believe, you know what I'm saying, it's time to get this thing on and popping, get this show sizzarded, you know what I'm saying? I've been telling y'all all day, you know what I'm saying, about new up-and-coming In the Heat in the Streets, you know what I'm saying? Kidrick, a.k.a. the Million Dollar Kid, man. Let me see who we got off up in here. Let me see who we got off up in here. Area code 651.
Yeah, this Kidrick.
All right, there we go, there we go. We got AKA Million Dollar Kid, Million Dollar Kid Drinkers up in the building, people. Y'all already know. How you doing today, homie? What's happening, man?
What's poppin', man? I'm good, I'm good. How everybody doing out there?
Oh, man, hey, blessing and stress, man. I gotta first turn you on what's finna happen right here. You are on Blog Talk Radio, which is worldwide radio. We are international. We don't do no local shit right here. Everything that you do and here and finna get into on this radio is uncut, uncensored, adult only radio. So please don't come on here biting your tongue and
okay.
acting like we in school. You know what I'm saying? Speak your piece. You freestyle. Do what you do. Kick it your way. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we do
okay.
it. My co-host, you know what I'm saying, for every day, is Miss Tasha Triple X. She's in Australia. You know what I'm saying? She's on the line also.
Okay, how you doing, Tasha?
I'm doing
yeah.
good, baby.
Okay.
And, you know, your boy smells so good. I'm out of 813 Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down real big. And, you know, this is what we do. Shouts out, first off, man, to Ralph White. You know what I'm saying? Tell me how you hooked up with Mr. Ralph.
Well, I met Ralph through actually my manager, Quell. We're doing some things right now with this single. She's a winner, moving it around. You know, like you said, you guys' radio station is universal. So right now we trying to get it all around worldwide. You dig?
Okay, okay. True that, true that. And so is Ralph, he just another supporter and promoter of the song? Or?
Yeah, he's actually a part of like the machine behind this project, this Kendrick thing. So
okay,
you know?
Okay, that's what's up. Now, if on the show page, you know what I'm saying, now remember after this show was over with, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, SMELLYBTR, and you can actually download this episode, you know what I'm saying, and keep it for yourself, you know, post it to your websites or whatever, you know what I'm saying, keep it for your archive.
Okay, blogtalk.com/
what? Blog Talk Radio. All one word, blogtalkradio.com,
yep.
And then / SmellyBTR, SMELLYBTR.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you know, Mr. Ralph sends all his info and stuff like that too. So that's how I be getting your tracks. I got your bio and everything. I put up your MySpace. You know what I'm saying? Check them out. It's MySpace.com. $1 million Kidrick, and that's spelled KIDDRICC. You know what I'm saying? And I gave some shout outs from you know, to the KMOJ. You know what I'm saying? Cause at the top, I mean, that's like that was one of my you know, favorite freestyles that I seen. You know what I'm saying? On I watched all of them, so you know what I'm saying. I really was digging that one. Ralph sent me the Every Girl's Freestyle, you know what I'm saying? I played that earlier, you know what I'm saying? Feeling that, you know, put that in rotation. And I mean, I like freestyles, you know what I'm saying? But me, I'm a real DJ, so I like original shit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Original music, you know, because to me, any artist can freestyle, you know what I'm saying? Any artist can freestyle. But to write is the whole key thing about that, and that she's a winner.
Yeah.
First of all, tell me. She already on it. She already on. Where's the motivation creation? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying about that song? Where that come from?
It's actually funny. The thing with it was I didn't expect it to take off like how it's taking off right now. Like it was gonna be a mixtape song. I actually did the song on February 14th on Valentine's Day. So it's like it just came out of nowhere, man. It's kind of still shocking me. I'm trying to let it just set in and everything.
Yeah, that's what's up. So it's been having success.
Yeah, it's been number one on DigiWax. When I perform it, like up here in my state, I'm from a small city in Minnesota, St. Paul. But when I go do these shows, people know my lyrics to the song, so it's like crazy because. You know, when you listen to a Jay-Z or a Nas, people know their lyrics to their song, so it's crazy, you know?
Yeah, they actually, yeah. Now, what I told my co-host, you know what I'm saying, I was discussing her, I said, it really does sound like a commercial track, you know what I'm saying, like it already been on the radio, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then your boy Newell's, he sound like, now where's he from?
Newell's, that's actually my blood cousin. He's from St. Paul, too, so.
I mean, that nigga there sound like motherfucking Pleasure P. He's like I was like, damn, man, this nigga done got Pleasure P to get on the track and shit. I was like, damn. So that's a big compliment, man. Y'all complimenting each other on the song, you know what I'm saying? And it's real,
you.
It's definitely hot.
I heard this music on MySpace. I'm loving it. It's definitely hot.
Okay,
definitely.
Thank you. Did you add me?
I did add you, yes. Yes,
okay,
you see a friend request from Miss Tasha.
Oh yeah, okay.
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 That's
network. Yeah, we gotta
network.
Trying to get it popping everywhere on these internet sites. So
yeah.
Follow me on Twitter, Kidrick, Facebook, Kidrick. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you originally, give me a bio on you real quick, little brief bio on you. Tell everybody, you know, who you are, what you're about.
Okay, originally I was born in Sacramento, California. I lived out there, moved from California due to, you know, the environment, man, you know, like growing up in California, you know how it is growing up, you know.
All right.
Basically the typical, so I moved to Minnesota, I had a bunch of family here, and really I started doing music because, you know, my mom was in the church thing, and like my whole family did music, so it was just like it grew on me. It was like in my genes or something, you know. So music basically grew on me when I moved to Minnesota, and I started, you know, feeling the atmosphere. There's a bunch of people rapping, but you know, I had to really find one thing that's like set me apart from everybody else, you know.
Yeah. All right, so what sets you apart from everybody else? What makes you the $1 million kid?
Basically, actually, I'm trying to shy away from the $1 million kid because, you know, I'm trying to see that $1 million check real quick. But Kidrick basically is the consistent person, you know. A lot of people can't be consistent. A lot of people can't make an original song.
Yeah.
So, you know, my consistency. Right now, see, the winner is just the start. So my follow-up and my third and fourth and fifth, you know, joint is going to be crazy. You know you guys are going to have that exclusive anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. And how long you been in the game?
Really, I've been going hard since I was about 17, but I started rapping when I was 8.
Okay.
Like, I never really took it serious because, you know, I was playing basketball and, you know, popular, you know, with the ladies and all that, so.
Okay.
That's what I was doing.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be honest. You know what I'm saying? That's how we
yes,
you know, get our start
yeah,
out. Well, I'm finna get into this one track real quick. This is just a brief freestyle, correct? This Hello, I'm Back?
Yes, sir. That's just the warm-up.
Okay. This is just a warm-up. You know what I'm saying? We got Kidrick, a.k.a. the $1 million kid, you know what I'm saying, in the
sir.
Building, you know, going down real big, representing St. Paul. Minnesota.
Simo Benjamins, we in here. Quell.
You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to what's the entertainment? Was it Mad Grindhouse? Grindhouse?
Yeah, man, that's the studio, but it's Simo Benjamins.
Okay, Simo Benjamins. All right. Shouts
yeah,
out to Simo Benjamins.
Quell.
Here we
yes,
go.
Sir.
Money, invested.
Young Kidrick, baby.
Yeah.
Baby girl like I'm faking. She wanna lick the rapper. You know now later. My style's outrageous. You know Pluto blow. Flight 9 spacious. My dick's beautiful. And you on their approach. I say yourself embarrassment. I'm Minnesota's own. And yeah, I carry it. Money fat. All sex. Green or barely fit. When the top goes left on the left. Matter of fact, that be on every whip. Sniff. Snitch, girl, that's heaven sent. And yeah, I'm heaven sent. Pockets like a cemetery, see that be their president. I be at your residence, that means that your front door. Baby, do they want more? Nah.
be saying what they never say. I'm making desert storm and clue on D-Day. I got that desert in my palm, you hear that desert spray. Yeah, plus I walk around like a famous St. Paul's Prime, a.k.a. God's favorite.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, no. Back here live in the building now, we do. You know, I got to throw my little sound effects and everything off up in there. You know what I'm
saying? I thought that was you for a second, too. I thought that
That was on my song?
That was crazy.
Yeah, man.
That was on my track.
Thank you. Thank you, Tosh. Yeah, that right there, I actually did that in probably about 5 minutes. Not to brag or boast or anything. That's like one of my favorite songs.
Wow.
Now, is that a full song? Because that was like, you know, about a minute and a half.
Yeah, basically, I wasn't even supposed to be saying hello, I'm back, but that's how I was feeling. So, really, it was just supposed to be a bunch of bars to warm up. Actually, I'm going to be shooting a video today going into She's a Winner. It is going to be in the beginning or at the end of it. We're still, you know, getting the treatment for it, so... I guess I just exposed that to the world, so y'all look out for that.
Yeah, huh? That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Hey, you heard a group called Jutan?
What? Who?
Jutan, J-U-T-A-U-N.
Nah, it doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, they're out of Canton, New Jersey. They just had an album drop on the 30th. This just passed. And they in the artists that we, you know, promote here and support. And it's like my co-host's favorite group. So just trying to see if you know what I'm saying, if you're looking for, like, collabos and stuff like that, because I know they get down like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
link us together.
Yeah, I'll consider that. Well, you know, once you accept my friend request on MySpace, we can talk about it. I'll definitely hook you up with them. Because I deal with them, like, one-on-one every day, so it's all good. But,
okay,
they're hot.
I'm open to features and all that. I get it done. We get it in.
Yeah,
awesome. Okay.
I'll be out on the East Coast in a couple of days anyway.
Oh, I see. In New York, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, well, they're down in New
York. Well, yes, sir.
They're down in Camden, New Jersey. So, you know, they're around that neck of the woods.
Yeah, that's not far.
Let me get some quick shout-outs when we get back into this. Shout-outs out to Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, San Jose, California, representing. I Be the Wise One, shouts out to you, you know what I'm saying, representing Las Vegas, Nevada. We got King Roswell, not sure where you're representing from, but shouts out to you. We got Ballhead, just jumped back off up in here, representing ATL. And we got Miss Red Shades, you know what I'm saying, she's up in here representing Boston. So, I mean, you got every state, you know what I'm saying, but the right state, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what
shout
right state you're looking
child.
For, so yeah.
Nah, I need all the states, especially
real,
the
man.
Ladies. I need all the ladies to call in too, and really request that they want to hear that. I know they want to hear that she's a winner, so.
That's what I told there. I told Ralph. Now I said, make sure you give the number out. You know what I'm saying? 347-237-5125. Because I mean, I'm on air every single day. So every day, you know what I'm saying, that when I'm on L and they call in, that's how you keep those songs in rotation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because the only thing that's going to do is going to show you, one, that you got fans that actually supporting you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just about to post it up on MySpace, too.
Okay.
So it's been, you know, we kind of some beasts when it comes to posting and reposting. So, you know, that is not a problem. It will be, you know what I'm saying, tagged and put out there, you know.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna get that promotion out there going. We need that in everywhere, you know.
So, okay, yeah. So, you know, as far as, you know, you're getting a little fame on you, you're getting some name recognition. Have you opened up for anybody?
Yeah, I've opened up for a lot of people. I've opened up for Chameleon Ass, Slug, Plies, Nelly. You know, the list goes on. Like, really, these are people that when you rap for them, these are like genuine people, like people that I've met instead of just being a fan. Because first and foremost, I'm a fan of all these guys. But these people, when you sit back and talk to them, you know, they're like, they're awesome people, and it rubs off on you, you know?
Yeah.
Everything, all the wisdom of the game and everything, it rubs off on you. And, you know, I really use those tools in my career. You know, Chameleon Air told me the realest thing, don't trust anybody but your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what I've been going with since day one.
Yeah, because this is business. It's business. You know what I'm saying? And you go into it with passion and your heart and passion. You got to say that for the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? This ain't, you know, this ain't that time. You know, it's
yeah,
just about,
lucky
it's about business. Yeah, it's definitely about business. And I met Chameleon there, and I'm going to tell you, I mean, because I'm going to ask you that question. Out of him and Lil Flip, I mean, Chameleon there to me is off top the best dude, you know what I'm saying, I ever met and took pictures with and hung out with, you know what I'm saying? As far as VIP, out of the artists that you done hung out with, you know what I'm saying? Who really stands out of everybody?
I see.
Cause you done said Nelly, you done said a couple of big names off of now. I mean, big in the been in the game for a minute. So
you know what? See, I'm gonna be cheating right now. See, I think I'm gonna go with Chameleon there because we got something in the works right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna have something real soon for y'all.
Alright.
Something real soon for y'all. You can check it out on all the blog sites and all that. You know, it's gonna be crazy. So, but aside from that, was, you know, just from my city standpoint, he came and did a show, and you know he stopped. He was like, you know, everybody raps. He was like, who really raps? And he pulled me up on stage, and I rocked in front of my whole city. So. That really, you know, gave me credit, and as a lyricist, you know, that was huge for me because, you know, I got to rock in front of everybody, thousands of people.
Yeah.
Wow.
And putting you on the spot, and then, you know what I'm saying, most motherfuckers can't stand in the paint like that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah. You know, I was Kobe.
Yeah, that's I've been, you know, checking you out on the different YouTubes and stuff like that. I'm on Blip, B-L-I-P. .fm, which is something like a video version of Twitter, you know what I'm saying, where you can look up YouTube videos. So I wanted to see if you was on there, so like five of your different videos pull up, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy how it circulates, because I've never put anything up on there.
Yeah, well, it ain't, yeah, that's the big thing with YouTube. It might not be you know what I'm saying, but once one person get it, and then they might repost it for you, you know what I'm saying? They might have put it out there. What to do, DJ... Who's the dude from KMOJ? What was his name? DJ Mike, something like that.
Chris
Mysterio. What's his name? What is it?
Chris Styles. Are you talking about Peter Parker?
Chris Styles. There you go. Chris Styles. Now I seen the Peter Parker too, but okay, Chris Styles. Okay.
Yeah.
But see, he or somebody from his staff, you know what I'm saying, might have just really felt it, you know, and then went on here and YouTubed it for you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Under their radio station, under they, you know, to promote their radio station. Because it's got the insignia and everything. So, it's a million and one ways to get successful in this game. You know what I'm saying? And you need all of them.
Another avenue. The YouTube thing is a great avenue right now. That's why I'm trying to use that more, you know? So.
Oh, yeah. Know that. Hey, I'm trying to, if you got any questions, you know what I'm saying? I do got a chat room. So, anybody in the chat room, y'all got any questions? But, you know what I'm saying, Million Dollar Kidrick, a.k.a. Kidrick, you know what I'm saying? Please type them in, and I will definitely relate them. You know what I'm saying?
And that's how we do it.
Yeah, we need the ladies, you know what I'm saying, call in, because that's what time it is.
Yes, sir.
And then I'm finna...
I hear you, Tosh.
What's up?
I said, I hear you, Tosh.
Oh.
I hear you back
there. For real. No, I'm just actually on your MySpace at the moment. I'm just reading your bio. Wow, it's crazy.
It's life.
Yeah, it's crazy. Since Linda, what about you in the past 10 minutes?
Since the breakup, has your group, I mean, have y'all been, you know what I'm saying, has anybody tried to get back into the mix and shit, you know what I'm saying, that actually fell out?
Really, with that whole thing, shout out to Flaw and Trouble, really with that thing, with Minnesota, man, it's funny. It's like once you're in the mix, it's like a tidal wave. If you're not moving with that wave, you get left behind, you know?
That's
so
life.
With time,
that's life, you
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
But up here, it's definitely hard because, like, if you're not out here consistently and everywhere and on everything and all the clubs, all the malls, people won't know you. Like, most of the time, people are drunk looking at you perform. So at the end of the day, you have to pop up in these people's faces.
Yeah.
So
yeah, keep it fresh.
The thing with that is, it's like I could really use this analogy saying, it's like you having a house full of items and furniture and all that. Somebody robs your house, now you have to start all over. If you move to another building, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So I mean, nah, because honestly, I don't know anybody who in the mainstream has come out of Minnesota.
Really, nobody but Prince. Shouts out to Prince.
What? Prince
yeah.
from Minnesota?
Yes, yes, sir.
Damn. Damn. That was filmed in Minnesota.
Most of it, like there was a couple scenes in Minnesota. Yeah.
What? Damn. Shouts out to that, you know, he just turned 50, too.
Yeah, I just shocked the world, didn't I?
Damn, he just turned 50. What? It's black people in Minnesota. Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Or it's been black
twisted,
people
though.
In Minnesota, shit.
Don't get it twisted, though. We out here, man. Midwest
yeah.
It's like everywhere. I go to Atlanta. I go to California, down south, wherever. It's like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And tell you the truth, a lot of the people look alike. And it's crazy because I'm like, yo, I know, son. I just seen him the other day. And I'll be in Atlanta. You know?
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, everywhere's the same.
I'm going to bring another call up in there, see if we get some questions for you. 702 is off in the building. And I already know who off up in here. This is Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? I be the wise one.
One. What's going on?
What's poppin', P? Hey,
I got to give it up to you, man. You represent Minnesota. You're doing a bang-up job, family.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
I'm going to tell you, there ain't too many names that come out of Minnesota that should be recognized. Yours is one of them. Should be, and trust me, it will be.
Thank you. You know, that means a lot to me.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to drop this in your lap because you probably have no idea, but I have to ask this question. How the hell did y'all come up with the idea of electing Jesse Ventura as a goddamn governor?
You know what? At that time of my life, when that happened, I didn't even really care. I wasn't even into politics, so I don't know. See, I'm just 22, so, you know, I'm still young. So I didn't, that was when I was like 16, 17. I didn't care. Jesse Ventura,
right.
We seen him wrestling.
Yeah, that's straight up. Now, at least you remember
him
from that, because most don't even remember
now,
that.
There have been some names that come out of Minnesota that have been recognized. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're not the greatest names to hear, but Minnesota is not a bad place to live. As a matter of fact, my partner, his family is in Minnesota.
Okay, I might know him. I know everybody.
Well, his name is Pedro. Pedro. He's with HMB Records.
Okay. First name, Dante?
Dwayne Labostre.
Okay.
And if you don't know him, trust me, you will, because they're about to blow many up.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know, hey, I'm kind of hyped right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I tried to get on with the mayor of Las Vegas, and they wouldn't even take my call. You know, and I'm ready to rip some new assholes up in this joint, man.
Yep, pause, yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, but I got to give it up to you, family. You're gonna make Minnesota stand up on the map.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying. Right now I'm the shoulder blade, so I'm trying to stay strong, you know?
That's it.
So who's like, now I'm going to tell you honestly, when I looked at your video, you ain't sensitive, is you?
No, man.
I'm just saying, now people be like, man, these niggas talk about me and shit, man. Them niggas, they almost come down here in Florida and be like, damn, all niggas talk about you and shit. But you look like 50 Cent.
Everybody says that.
You look like Lil 50. You look like Lil Curtis. You look like Lil 50cent.com, goddammit. I don't want to put it out, yo.
That's a
compliment, though, because my nigga 50 doing his thing. I mean, straight shitting on Rick Ross and everything.
He riding with Ross and you from Florida. Oh, come on, man.
No, I don't. Hold up. Now, I'm a DJ. I don't ride with nobody but motherfucking Record of Game Entertainment. I don't do no commercial artists, period. So fuck both of them. You know what I'm saying? Honestly. I don't do, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, when you blow up, I won't be fucking with you no more. That's my motto. I only deal with indie artists, though. You feel me? Yeah, the exclusive, that's cool. I can still show you love. But, I mean, that's my whole focus as a DJ, man. You know what I'm saying? It's really focusing on indie artists. No, and if you already, you know what I'm saying, you know, bitch paying you 10 stacks, you know what I'm saying, to do a show, you don't really need my help. You know what I'm saying? You kind of, you pretty much there. And, you know. So that's my whole thing, man. But, yeah, okay.
I get that 50 thing a lot, though.
Yeah. You ain't met him, though. You ain't met him yet?
Nah, I haven't met 50 yet.
Yeah. Man, that's going to be that's gonna be a funny interview.
You look nothing like 50 Cent. I'm sorry. You are.
What?
He's a million times better than 50. I'm sorry.
I said, just look. Just characteristics. He has the characteristics of 50 Cent.
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, I ain't finna go there. No look battles right here with no females. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm a female, and I'm
Because the ladies tell the truth. The ladies tell the truth.
No, I'm a female, and I've looked, and believe me, much better than 50.
So, you got a mixtape. What you got coming out? What you got? As far as you got the single out, but you know what else?
Right,
you know,
now,
after that,
like,
following up.
Everybody that's tuning in, they can go to my MySpace and pick up my mixtape for free. It's St. Paul's Promise, hosted by DJ Cool Kid. 26 tracks, you know, featuring me and New Worlds on some of them. So it's crazy. I need those downloads, baby, for free. You dig?
That's what's up. Definitely, definitely have to drop that. And then definitely what's up. All right.
Oh, hold on. I also got a site. It's whoismilliondollarkid.blogspot. Y'all can also check out exclusive stuff that's not on the mixtape. Keep up with me. It's not Twitter, but you can still keep up with me. We also have photo shoots, whatever. Like, everything that's involved in my career is on that site. Y'all can still pick up the mixtape on there, too.
Whoismilliondollarkid.blogspot.com.
That's it. Okay, I see that right here. All right,
throw that up
in
the chat
room,
Josh.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm
like
Josh.
This the business, man. This the business. This is what I do. Worldwide, baby. Got to get it worldwide. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
right.
You fuck with your locals, you get no vocals. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Yeah,
You got to take it worldwide, man. You got to.
This is where we all start,
Yeah, you got to get outside your box, though. You know what I'm saying? So you say so now you've been down here to Florida?
I've been down there a long time ago. I don't care who hears this, though. The reason why I went down there, what is it, Disney World or Disneyland?
Yeah. Oh, you got ripped off? Yeah, shout out.
I was young. That was the last time I was in Florida. But y'all can catch me down there for Florida A&M Homecoming. I'll be down there for the next one.
Yeah, for fam shit. Okay. That may be hot now. Shout out to fam. They do the damn thing for the homecoming, boy. Yeah.
I got a couple people down there, so I'm going to be down there. Seeing what it's like. Shouts out to Tito down there in Florida.
My question is, can you, you know, are you ever going to come out to Australia?
You said what?
I ask everybody this. Are you ever going to come out to Australia?
Oh, I would love to. You know what? On DigiWax, a lot of people from Australia, like DJs, have been giving me good comments and good feedback for my song. So, yeah, most definitely. I got to get that passport right. You know, take the trip.
Know that.
Well, look me up and make sure you come to the West Coast, okay? Because people forget about Perth. It will go off, like, seriously. This place will, Perth rocks. It really does.
Yeah.
So make sure you come out here.
We should set up a show or something out there. I'll be out there. It don't matter. Anywhere in the world, I'll be out there. Madagascar, name it. I'll be out there.
All right. Well, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'd love to have you out here. It would be awesome.
Getting into a couple more questions before we get into this last song. You know what I'm saying? 16 minutes left to the shizzo. Appreciate you, what I'm saying, first of all, for coming through. And blessing you with your presence, man. It's definitely been
This is history, cool. though. This is my first phone interview.
Word? That's what's
I'm
up,
I'm
man.
Actually in my studio pacing around talking to y'all.
Hey. This is how you can be free, though. You feel me? This is letting you be. I guarantee you, you ain't been on a radio station, you know what I'm saying, like this here, or ever going to be on one like this here, unless it's Pi XM, you know what I'm saying, that's going to let you be you, though. I mean, from the questions to the way you answer to just, you know what I'm saying, it's all about you. You know, and that's
coming down there. We're going to go live. I'm going to come down there, and we're going to go live.
Bro, I can come to you and go live. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the makings of traveling right now. I mean, honestly, I'm trying to get the fuck out of Tampa, you know, and be in your city, be in Cali, and be in other cities, because that's what I do. I travel, and I take music from just state to state, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I do it, you know what I'm saying? So when I come to your state, you need to have some music, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I get it in. I got one more caller. Hold on, I got one more caller up in here. 408, we got San Jose's Goopy Boom.
Cali. What's going on, man? First of all, let me give shouts out to homeboy that you got on the radio.
Kid
Because I'm an up-and-coming artist, too, bro, so I know the trials and all that other bullshit that we got to go through.
Yeah.
To, you know, get up there. But, you know, I just want to give you a shout-out, say, hey, keep doing your thing, boy. And like I said, I told people before, fuck what everyone's saying. Do what you want to do. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That's
yeah.
right.
You got, you got my information, my G's?
Yeah, I got your information, man.
Okay.
Now, with him.
Send me a message. We get a song done or something, too.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with brother right there. Now I got a little thing on this Blog Talk Network. It's called a Trilateral Commission. So it's set up. It's three shows. It's myself, brother right here. His name Goofy Bone. He over in San Jose, Cali, and then we got another brother named Seti J. And he over in Dallas, Texas. So what we do is we you know what I'm saying, we got all these states linked up, and every state's in between. You know what I'm saying, is how we try to really smash the music. You know what I'm saying, like. I'm sending, as soon as I got all these tracks, they'll be going to Cali, you know what I'm saying? And he'll have the tracks, you know what I'm saying? Because he's also a show host, you know what I'm saying? And then we send it out from there over to my homeboy, Seti J, you know what I'm saying? Boom, and he play on his show. And then we send it out IB, you know what I'm saying? He over in Las Vegas because he got a show. And then my co-host, Ms. Tasha Triple X, she got a show. So it's like, bro, I mean, I can tell you. You know what I'm saying? You only get exposure and your song will get airplay, but I can't tell you to the extent. I really couldn't even tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's bigger than
the
both of us.
I'll upload all your music, hon, and I'll do a show for you with all your music.
Okay.
And that's out of Australia. And that, your mission is the next time when we schedule you on the show, we need to have so your people from Minnesota calling in.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You were born in Sacramento?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay. What part of the
I didn't know you were still online.
Oh, yeah. Man, we all connected, man. I'm telling you something. It's a wonderful thing that you got up on here because you're going to have some connections that you never even thought are out there. And I'm telling
exactly.
you, your music's going to be playing in Cali, in Dallas, in Australia, Vegas. I mean,
yeah.
It's crazy when you think about it. But it's just, you know, to help you out, homeboy. You know, we all in the struggle. We all got to get up and, you know, get on our plane and take a flight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Definitely.
Yeah, perk. You don't smoke, do you? You ain't a burner, is it?
Nah, I don't smoke.
Huh?
What?
And you come from Sacramento? You come from
Sacramento?
I used to do my thing at the hoop, so you know. I used to
Okay.
I'm a sober head though.
I told you, old 50 ass nigga, all in the gym and shit, getting his buff on and all that.
The ladies love that.
That's real. That's what makes you marketable.
The ladies love that. They see me in a club with that water. You know, I'm gonna tell them. You know, I can buy you a bottle, baby. I ain't into tricking and all that, but you know that this is me.
Yeah.
You know what? I got told off by some chick because I was all hungover and I was the designated driver, so I was drinking water and shit. That bitch told me, "What? You're not man enough to go get yourself a drink?" I was like, "Bitch, please."
Damn.
Man, that ain't even cool no more. Damn. Drinking is social purposes. It's not, you know, it's not cool when you're trying to holler. You know, you all
sloppy
and linked over.
Yeah.
That's the best.
You know,
take it from a guy named Goofy. That's the best.
I'll be posted up with 10 of the things on me, yeah.
Oh, damn, know that. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, well, check this out, man. We got 10 minutes. So I want to get off into this track so I can get some feedback live. You know what I'm saying? Right here on the Reckoning Game radio show.
Hold on real quick. I got split, but I just wanted to give a shout-out to Homeboy and say much love.
And
okay,
you will get the track.
All right.
Okay.
That's real. So, shouts out once again, my dog, Goofy Bone, represents Straight Loc Records. You know what I'm saying? He is in rotation here. But then he also, you know what I'm saying, he looks out as a real artist, man, and looks out for other artists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, that's definitely how we show love. So, we're getting into this new heat. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask a quick question. You know, with your MySpace, do you control your own MySpace or does someone else do it for you?
Actually, I usually do from my phone, but I have, you know, a couple of people that help me out with, like, adding friends because obviously, you know, you can't be on MySpace every day on the hour.
And be on your grind.
Huh? You check your own messages, though?
Yeah, I check my I don't let nobody touch my messages.
Okay,
that's the thing,
so
like, okay. Ooh, Ty, she getting fresh with me on the radio. But you know, I'm just trying to put this team together, man. You guys, you know, now that we connected, this is a family thing, you know.
Oh, believe
so
me, that's
not
how
just
we operate.
Artist to DJ. It's a family thing, so.
That's how we operate. Number family, you know what I'm saying? Got to keep it real like that. My homeboy also, if you're looking into, like, getting involved with community, man, we got a big movement. You have to check out Teen Life Unlimited. It's teenlifeunlimited.ning.com. You know what I'm saying? Teen Life, all one word, teenlifeunlimited.ning.com. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. It's my homeboy, IB Wise. It's, website. We try to network, do something for the teens, you know what I'm saying, reach that younger generation and you know, start doing some youth movements and stuff like that. So we just trying to get everybody organized right now, and it'll be a good place to go and network, you know what I'm saying, and be a part of. So introduce your song, let's get off into it.
Okay, everybody that's listening, shout out to the DJs. This is my song, She's a Winner, featuring the Wells. Let's go. Kidrick, baby.
She hold me down when it was enough. I put it down every time that we crush. You're my number one lady. Where you want my baby?
Yeah.
I never let it go. She's a winner, winner, winner. Shawty is a winner, winner, winner. Shawty is a winner, winner, winner. Shawty is a winner, winner.
pictures of me shining just like glitter. I'm a star, you the sky, put it down when I hit ya. Baby, get your stroke right, I be on it all night. Beat that kitty up, here's an ad lib. Yeah, the only girl that I feel when it ain't about crushing is the fact you so real. And I am so trill. I know it's a lot of fish up in the sea, cause I got them pulling on my rail. And I could be your everything, baby, you forever dream. And I'm rolling with her, cause shorty is a winner, she's a winner.
She hold me down when it wasn't enough. I put it down every time that we crush. To my number one lady, where you want my baby? I never let it go, cause she's a winner, winner, winner. Shawty is a winner, winner, winner. Shawty is a winner, winner, winner. Shawty is a winner, winner, yeah.
I'm taking off your Vicky secrets, you don't need those on, girl. Hope you got a spaceship so I can take you to my realm. I can make you moan, girl, when you say my name. I can take you higher, shorty, we don't need a plane. I be on it prime, so I put that on the mob, though.
M-O-B.
When it's money in a convo, but she never cares. She wanna see me everywhere, everywhere that I be. She hold me down, and I swear I'ma hold her down, too. Please press the rosé in the club, she popping bottles, cause she gets it like me. That's my wifey, yeah, that's my boo. I style change to religion, what it do is you.
She hold me down when it wasn't enough. I put it down every time that we done. You're my number one lady, I swear you want my baby. I never let it go, cause you're the winner, winner, winner. Shorty, you're the winner, winner, winner. Shorty, you're the winner, winner, winner.
Exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle trunk pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
If you're not drinking lager, the hell are you drinking? Yeah, shouts out, man. That's how we do it right here, man. Bring a little, you know, a little smile to your face real quick. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. We is in the building, you know what I'm saying, live with Kidrick, a.k.a.,
yes,
you know what I'm saying, the million dollar kid, Drick. Shouts out to
yes,
St.
Sir.
Paul, Minnesota, man. Real big ups to St. Paul, you know what I'm saying? Y'all getting held down real well. Live right here, international style, man. That's how we do it. It's Wrecking the Game Radio.
Yes.
Well, man, I mean, Miss Tasha. I mean, I'm already on the song. I'm already on it. It's there. I'm on it.
You know that's me singing on the chorus, too.
That's you singing?
Yeah, on the chorus.
I thought that was you were talking about something. I'm singing. It was one song. You did a blog that said, I think I can sing.
Yeah. You know?
Damn. That's what's up.
I heard the song on MySpace early. I'm like, that's hot. Love that track. Definitely.
Which one is that?
The one that was just playing.
Oh, yeah.
That's she's the winner. Yeah, that's definitely
hot.
Definitely a nice banger right there. Real, I mean, it's not like club appeal to the point where everybody gonna be bouncing, but that's that, you know, when you go to get ready to slow your set down,
yeah.
And you know what I'm saying, you get into that little, you don't want to go too slow, so that's, you know what I'm saying, that's that R&B just So when you put that on, you're going to see bitches, you're going to see bitches vibing to that. You know what I'm saying? I could definitely see that on, see that in rotation. I do all I can down here as far as, you know, my peoples. Shouts out my homeboy DJ Party Time, because he will be playing you in the club, getting you up into the club. Shouts out to Say Lose, Phase 2 down here, you know what I'm saying, that plays local artists. And we got a lot of clubs that support, man. Tampa Live, the Blue Shark, got a couple of different clubs that hold it down. So, you know, you will be in rotation in the clubs. I definitely have you on a mixtape, you know what I'm saying, coming soon. So you can check that out, you know what I'm saying. I have to see. I don't do so many mixtapes, but I don't do, like, you know, that kind of trips me out. Niggas do mixtapes, you know, one, twice a year. I mean, I do a mixtape probably once every week, you know what I'm saying. So I don't do the covers and all that. I just fill it up with indie artists and put it out there in the streets, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's that grind. I love
yeah,
that
that's
grind.
That's how you got to do it. So I ain't in it for no DJ Khaled fame. You know, once y'all do y'all thing, you know, all I ask, you look back and, you know what I'm saying, say, hey, man, you know, just shots out and Record Game Entertainment, Smell So Good in the Family, you know, for all y'all help, you know, and that's it, man. And I'm an ignorant nigga when he see you in the club, because I will burn you with my blunt, goddammit. I don't play that shit.
Yeah, if you don't look back, you better look back.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas get the ass on their shoulder and shit, man. I don't like that, you know.
Yeah.
But, hey, success is guaranteed to all of us, man, if we all go out there and strive and get it. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
So that is definitely. You got the last, man. Give your shout-outs or whatever you want to do, brother.
Yeah, shout-out to my management, Quell. You know, that's Seymour Benjamin's Entertainment. Shout-out to Ralph White. You know, this is a movement. Not even a movement. This is a machine now. So, you know, and it's his family. You know, so we're getting everything done. Shout out to Minnesota, St. Paul. You know what it is. We out here, Marshall Block, TMG. You know, we out here. That's what it is. I don't got too many shouts out, you know. But shout out to all the DJs, because I love the DJs, pause. So, you know, they're the ones that's going to make this really work, you know. With my grind and the team's grind, you know, the DJs is the most important part. So any artists out there trying to get heard, go to the DJs, because there's still DJs out there that'll mess with you, you dig?
Oh, yeah. Now, definitely that. I'm a prime example, you know what I'm saying, that DJs
sure.
at work, you know. Definitely what time it is, man. So, all for coming through. I got to say what's up. The shooting shots out to my chat room. Everybody that came through, Ballhead, Miss Mo Blue, Goofy Bone, King Broswell, Red Shades, Netty Net, who else we had? I Be the Wise One.
I Be the Wise One.
Ballhead. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody, man. So that's how we do it. It ain't going down. And we actually, the show is ended. So, but it's still recording. So it's not actually live like people online can hear. What this is for the archives. When you actually go back and download the show, you'll hear all of this right here, what we talking now.
This is
okay.
What we call VIP.
Yeah, it's like our VIP out. So what I wanted to do is, I'm going to still put you on the spot since you do freestyle everywhere else.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Give me out the door. You know what I'm saying? You got shit. You, as long as you want to damn rip it. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I'm going to ask, see, because this is what I noticed, and this is what I do on the hood. When I ask motherfuckers to freestyle, I don't ask them just start, you know, saying some shit off the dome. Anybody can do that. You can ask me, and I can do that. But if I give you a subject, you have to be on the subject point.
Okay.
You feel me? Simple subject.
Yep.
Only thing you got to talk about and include is anything you want to talk about, but include Blog Talk Radio, include DJ Smell So Good, and Miss Natasha Triple X. Them three things you have to include.
Okay.
And you can run it.
All right. I said, tell me who's next. Shout out to Breaking the Radio and Triple X, that's Tasha. I'm the kid that can't stop them. Nowadays I got them all singing like the opera. So much money that the bank owe me. Don't flow ho, so don't OD. RICCMIWE squeeze. Big screen flow, turn them all like TVs. You see money everywhere, you might see me. That's your girl when you cuff like the PD. I backstroke like a pool that's 3 feet. I'm that shit, see me walking around knee deep in it. Yes, I'm down in person. I got swag. These niggas is serving. All bars and LA hoods. Girl, I'll be all up on your wall. No Facebook. Downtown Kidrick. Up North Caesar. Talk my talk, nigga. Don't get Ether. Yeah, I'm still so hood. Go get Quell. Tell him it's all good. On the radio with DJ Smell so good. And now I'm just wishing that they would. Please.
Yeah, that's real.
Oh,
as far as freestyle battles, do you do that? I mean, cause I ain't, you know, none of them videos like was, you know, with any freestyle battles. Cause I know Minnesota is real big on that. Connecticut is real big on that.
Yeah.
You know, doing the big battles. You heard of 50 Mics?
Nah.
Okay, brother named M Dot out of New Jersey. He puts on a contest called 50 Mics, and he gets, you know, he goes state to state. And get 50 artists from your state versus 50 artists from another state. You know what I'm saying? And then they have a big-ass show.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that's something you definitely need. I can link you up with that, though. I have to hit M Dot up. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought I seen that on his page, and I thought I seen Minnesota versus somebody. I could have sworn I did. But, you know, I'm going to definitely double-check and then link you up like that. So. You can get that out of contact, you know.
My phone's going to die, but I just want to say it was a pleasure speaking to you, hon.
Okay, thank you. It was a pleasure speaking to you, too.
Okay.
Let me give you... Oh, we're going to do that. Definitely going to do that. Let me give you my personal info, man. You want to hit me up on my cell and shit.
Okay, hold on. All right.
It's just 813. I'm at 813-436. 7106.
Okay.
And, you know, if you, just in case, you know what I'm saying, if you know anybody that want to try to get an interview on and anything too, man, I do free interviews, you know what I'm saying? But probably by the end of this month, I will be charging $20 a month, you know what I'm saying, to keep your song in rotation. And but I do that so you ain't got to worry about having friends to call in. I mean, that's really just on you. But I do that, you know what I'm saying, because I need the participation for my show also. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But $20 a month, it gets you in 5 states, 2 countries, you know what I'm saying, in rotation, plus mixtape exposure down here from me, you know what I'm saying, plus postings on, like, all my Neen networks, because I'm on, like, 1,000 Neen networks, FloridaHustle.com, Yak Radio, I See Color, I'm on all that, you know what I'm saying? So I post all songs to all of that.
Okay, I'm looking at your website right now, the Blog Talk Radio.
I
just check out, like, the chat room.
In order for you to, that's you, you was the guest that just popped in?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so what you would have, if the while the show was actually airing, you would have heard, you know what I'm saying, us live.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, she in the chat room now. So actually, she in the chat room asking, "What did you say?" And I was like, "Keep in touch." Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, right there. So when you go on to the show page, after we hang up, that's when the actual wait for like 3 minutes and then go back in and then you'll see the actual download button that says you can download the episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just because we're still on the line, so it's recording all of this, and then at the end. You know what I'm saying? You can download it. So I'm actually working on DVDs right now for my episodes. I done did over 100 plus episodes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Since I've been on here in February, I done did over 100 and something episodes. So they 2-hour episodes. So I got to put them on DVDs. And what I do with the DVDs is I just give them out. You know what I'm saying? Like every month, you know, I give out the last month's, you know what I'm saying, shows and shit all on DVD.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely a huge look right there.
Yeah. So, it's definitely what's up. But, man, it was definitely a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Once again, brother, I'm finna get off this phone. I co-host a couple other shows. So, I mean, you know, it's just not this show. I mean, have you on other, you know what I'm saying, shows too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I'm definitely going to stay in touch with you and all that. So.
Yeah. And look out for that MySpace, because Miss Tasha, man, she's a beast too on networking. You know what I'm saying? She definitely she was one of my listeners at first, and then, you know what I'm saying, I brung her on as my co-host, and then she learned the ropes, And then, you know what I'm saying, she's been doing her own shows. She did a couple of them, but she had Juton on her show. And you will actually be the next biggest, you know what I'm saying, indie star on there. So we got to just link that up, you know what I'm saying. I'll get her all the music and stuff unless, you know, y'all probably end up talking personally anyway. So, you know,
yeah.
That definitely be what's up and keep you in the loop. So thanks, man. You know what I'm saying? Once again, have a great and blessed, unstressed day. And thank you for, you know, riding with Reckoning Game Radio. That's how we do it right here, real big. 813
yes,
side.
Sir. Yep.
All right. Peace out, homie.